You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
Brooklyn has always been a favorite home for prominent writers, beginning with Walt Whitman in the 1850s. This Sunday, 220 authors will gather in New York's most literary borough to participate in the fourth annual Brooklyn Book Festival. It all takes place in and around the Borough Hall area in downtown Brooklyn, and it's free, but tickets are required for some of the programs, which include readings, panel discussions, and children's programs. Over 100 publishers and booksellers will also be present. And here to talk about the event is Brooklyn Borough President Marty Markowitz and Johnny Temple, chair of the Brooklyn Literary Council and one of our more prominent publishers from Akashic Books. Welcome to our show.
Well, thank you. Thank you for inviting us.
Marty, this is the festival's fourth year running. Has it grown much since its inception?
Unbelievable, I must tell you. When Johnny Temple came and chatted with me about the fact that we ought to do a book festival, and when Manhattan dropped there, Manhattan is book country, New York is book country.
I always wondered why they did.
Well, you know what? Hey, I'm delighted they did, actually, because it really belongs in Brooklyn. Brooklyn is the left bank of New York City. It has more authors, illustrators, and people in the creative fields that already live here and work here. And this book festival for the past 3 years and now this Sunday, the fourth year, has grown dramatically. And you know because you're a participant as well. And it attracts over 25,000 people. And especially what I love, diversity in terms of ethnic diversity of every walk, every ethnic group in Brooklyn that attend, and especially the young families that are there with their kids. And watching their children enjoy books, speaking to the authors, and the thrill of seeing those kids really enjoy books. It's tremendous.
Well, I've compiled the list of some of Brooklyn's greatest writers over the years. But there are 220 at this festival. Johnny, they can't all be from Brooklyn.
That's a common misconception about the Brooklyn Book Festival is that it has an exclusive Brooklyn focus. And in the first year of the book festival in 2006, it did have a more prominent Brooklyn focus. But really, it's not just a national book festival. It's actually an international book festival.
In fact, the very first event is about John Updike and David Foster Wallace.
Absolutely.
And neither of them were Brooklynites.
That's right. Yeah, so we're going out of our way to have people understand that this is really – it's a global – you know, we have writers coming in from – Africa, from Europe, from Latin America, from the Caribbean. The Brooklyn Book Festival will always have a strong Brooklyn flavor because of where it's situated, but it's a book festival that has something for everybody.
And as the years go on and it becomes more, it becomes better known, you'll wind up, I'm sure, finding it a lot easier to get people to come in from all over the world.
Absolutely, although I have to say that one of the things that helped get the festival off the ground in the very first year was how quickly people supported the idea and jumped on board, and prominent authors, international best-selling authors, you know, agreeing immediately to participate in the programming, which was very heartening.
I must tell you that we had a lot of authors that call us. How come we're not included? We want to be part of it, please. Is there time to do it? And obviously from our program that we'll share with you today, there's no room unless we extend it to a second day, which we want to do. And we hope in the very, very near future that we'll be able to. I'm very excited about some new authors, even in a very much Brooklyn. Amy Soane with Prospect Park West. I live on Prospect Park West, and I'm delighted that she's one of our new authors that'll be there to discuss her book and many others.
And you're giving out awards this year, aren't
yes.
You? Have you been doing that from the start?
The award, actually, St. Francis College is giving out a $50,000 award for an author. Am I right? Who's going to do their fourth book, is it?
Their fourth book. It's the
now,
idea.
Why fourth book? Does that mean you've established yourself as somebody who is going to be continuing to write?
Yeah, I think that the idea is that there's a lot of awards for debut novelists and exciting new voices, but this is an award that St. Francis College designed for someone mid-career, and I've heard a lot of great feedback from all sorts of authors who really appreciate the fact that St. Francis is doing that. And with a $50,000 purse, it's quite impressive.
Who are they giving it to?
We don't know yet. But also the Brooklyn Book Festival does have an annual award this year, which will be given to Edwidge Danticat, the Haitian writer who spent 10 years of her life living in Brooklyn and who still has family living in Brooklyn. We started that the second year of the festival. And that year it was presented to Paul Auster, and then the subsequent year it went to Walter Mosley.
Mm. Well, Brooklyn does have an advantage over many places. Maybe Queens is going to catch up now in that so many immigrants spent time in Brooklyn, like Edwidge Danticat's family. So you catch them either when they're young or when they decide to move to a more comfortable neighborhood, as a fair number of the writers who live in Brooklyn today have decided to do. And Marty, you're nodding your head. You get them coming and going.
Well, it's okay. Once they, as we have an old saying, once they get Brooklyn into them, you know, they never let it out of them. Once you're a Brooklynite, you're always a Brooklynite.
And will you be recognizing some of the greats from the past who've lived in Brooklyn?
Absolutely. And in fact, every year the book festival does bookmarks, commemorative bookmarks, to honor great writers from the past. This year's bookmarks include – well, the bookmarks also have living writers, but the writers from the past in this year's bookmarks include Hart Crane and Norman Mailer, and there is in fact a whole program dedicated to Norman Mailer, which will feature Pete Hamill, Paul Holdengraber from the New York Public Library, as well as Norris Church Mailer, Norman Mailer's widow, in various discussions. And Paul Holdengraber from the New York Public Library will show a screening, a 5 or 8 minute video of Mailer's last major public appearance, which was at the New York Public Library. And it's
In Brooklyn Heights.
Absolutely, yes. And that's a program that I think is going to be very moving and powerful.
I'm sure many people don't realize how many prominent writers lived in Brooklyn at one point or another, or died in Brooklyn. I mean, Thomas Wolfe, who's famous for saying only the dead know Brooklyn, died in Brooklyn. Truman Capote wrote a house on the Heights when he was living there. He said, I live in Brooklyn by choice. Hart Crane, you mentioned. Henry Miller grew up in Williamsburg. Lewis Mumford, Betty Smith, Daniel Fuchs. W.H. Auden lived in Brooklyn for a while.
One of my favorite...
Carson McCullers, she's lived in Brooklyn. Must have been South Brooklyn.
Yeah. I as a Fort Greene resident, I was always charmed by the fact that Richard Wright wrote some of Native Son while sitting in benches in Fort Greene Park. That book became the first best-selling book by an African-American author in history.
So you don't want to forget that this festival is taking place in Brooklyn, because I think, Marty, you are probably Brooklyn's biggest booster. But at the same time, you want this to be an international festival?
Oh, I don't think there's a question about it, since we represent just about the entire globe. And there's someone from any country of the world that has family right in Brooklyn, no question about it. And that's why that we will be doing a number of international programs as part of our Brooklyn Book Festival. And that it brings in more. Why I want that, it attracts. We want that ethnic diversity attending. We want those that have arrived in Brooklyn the last few years. We want them to attend, and we want them to bring their children.
Now, it's called the Brooklyn Book Festival, I'm sure, partly because the alliteration is so nice, because it could have been Brooklyn Literary Festival, right? But somewhere down the line, it might be the Brooklyn Kindle Festival.
No, I hope not. No disrespect to Kindle, and no disrespect to Sony Reader. Nothing will ever replace a book. I'm sorry. The smell, the feel of a book, and I want young people, I know they look at these screens, but nothing will replace a book. Nothing.
But it is true, though, that as books are consumed more and more in a digital format, that all the more reason why we need something like the Brooklyn Book Festival, because the Brooklyn Book Festival is about people telling stories and people enjoying stories, and stories will never go away.
Now, a lot of the festival takes place outdoors.
Yes.
What happens if we have lousy weather?
No possibility. It'll be a beautiful day.
Because you've had a perfect record.
We've been lucky. And I hope we'll be lucky on Sunday. It looks good. We do have venues, Brooklyn Historical Society, St. Francis College, and, of course, inside Borough Hall. But we're hopeful that it'll be a beautiful day.
And there are a bunch of booksellers who are out in that park behind Borough Hall, behind the Borough Hall building.
Yes,
that
and on
are
the
also,
side.
Who's going to be participating?
In terms of bookselling?
Mm-hmm.
One of the main booksellers is Book Court, one of the finest independent bookstores in the country. And there are all sorts of booksellers will be there, actually. We also have vendors, exhibitors, book publishers, literary magazines, magazines like A Public Space, a relatively new literary journal that has been around for about 2 or 3 years. And publishers like my own company, Akashic Books, will be there selling our books directly to the public. But of all the booksellers, Book Court is probably the most prominent of them.
And what is the range? There are going to be readings. I'm involved in a panel discussion, and there are lots of panels as well. There's also stuff for kids.
Absolutely. Mm. Target has been a major sponsor, and they have a tent with all sorts of activities for kids, in addition to some of the finest children's authors writing today who will be reading for children. But there's also all sorts of activities, face painting, et cetera. I have two little kids, both of whom were born in Brooklyn, and they will certainly be there. And for adults, there's poetry, there's fiction, there's nonfiction. Like Marty mentioned, there's an international focus. So we really think that there's something for everyone, whether you're 2 years old, whether you're 82 years old, whether you're Jewish, Christian, Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist, atheist.
Or not sure what you are.
Mm-hmm. Or not sure what you are. Our goal is to have something there for everybody.
And I might add Mo Willems, Judy Barrett wrote Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, Maureen Sullivan, Allison Josephs, Kate DiCamillo, M.T. Anderson, to name some of the children authors that will be there.
By the way, I do want to remember that Frank McCourt was a Brooklynite,
right.
And he just recently passed away, one of our favorite writers.
Yes.
I want to thank you so much for being with us, Marty Markowitz, the Brooklyn Borough President. And Johnny Temple, who is the chair of the Brooklyn Literary Council and also the publisher at Akashic Books. It's been a real pleasure having you on the show. And the big problem, it seems to me, on Sunday is that so many events are taking place at the same time. People are going to have a hard time deciding which one to go to.
Visit us first, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
The Brooklyn Book Festival is this Sunday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Brooklyn's Borough Hall and the surrounding plazas and surrounding buildings. All events are free and open to the public. But what happens if people go to an event that requires tickets? How do they get the tickets?
There will be ticket booths, and we encourage people, if there's an event that you want to go to and you think it's going to be popular, and I can guarantee that almost every program at the Book Festival will be popular, then go to the ticket booths early and stand in line and try to get yourself a ticket, because I can promise that there will be many sold-out programs. And in fact, our very first year, when we were surprised to have a much larger audience than we even expected, and we were being pretty optimistic, we had crowd control problems. And so we've remedied that with a ticketing system. Like you said, the tickets are all free, but we can't have 600 people showing up trying to get into a room that holds only 200 people.
How many people projected for attendance this year?
I would expect that we're going to have, I'd say, upwards of 30,000 people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, agreed.
For more information, by the way, you can visit brooklynbookfestival.org. Thank you both so much for being with us.
Thank you for inviting us.